The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Friday, March 18th, and we have the big emergency podcast we've been waiting for. Deshaun Watson has been or is going to be traded. He hasn't officially been traded, but he is going to be traded from the Houston Texans to, drum roll, please, the Cleveland Browns.
Who called that?
Oh my God, you did. You were out and then you got back in. The Browns were ruled out as a candidate to trade. By the way, joining me, of course, Ryan Wilson and John Breach. The Browns were ruled out as a candidate to trade for Deshaun Watson earlier in the week. Watson trimmed his list down to three teams. And then on Thursday night, he informed the Panthers they were out. It was between Atlanta and New Orleans. So what happened was the Falcons... the Falcons had pushed back on some of the money situation, the financials of it, and Watson got a five-year, fully guaranteed $230 million contract from the Browns and decided to bring the put the Browns back in. He's waiving his no-trade clause, and he's going to Cleveland for TBD. Return in the trade as we start this emergency podcast.
Right, and that's what I was going to say real quick, Brinson, is that as of right this second, there is no trade in place. It is Deshaun Watson wants to play for the Cleveland Browns. He has hammered out the contract. We have no idea what exactly is going to be involved. The Texans wanted three first-round picks. I'm sure the Browns are going to pay whatever the asking price is if they were willing to get Deshaun Watson a fully guaranteed $230 million deal. But as of right this second, you know, the trade... The actual trade has not been agreed
Breach.
To.
And worth noting, Charles Robinson of Yahoo actually tweeted out moments ago, source says the Texans will be acquiring three first-round picks and two additional picks on day two or three Browns for Deshaun Watson. Five total picks, including three first-rounders and the aforementioned $230 million. All paid in pennies, all guaranteed.
Hey, this is, I mean, in a year of just constant plot twist and insane things happening in the NFL, I mean... Like, I didn't think, you know, we told you, no one listened. We sort of thought that, you know, after the, with the two teams, with it narrowed down to two teams, that we would, you know, that we would know, it would be sort of anticlimactic when Deshaun picked either Atlanta, his hometown team, or the New Orleans Saints. Instead, it's this out, you're out, and then you're back in. And in between that all happening, Baker Mayfield had requested a trade. The Browns said they wouldn't do it. Obviously, now they're going to trade him. He may very well go back.
What if they don't? What if they make him sit there for a year?
That would be hilarious.
Do you think that after Mayfield made the trade request, the Browns called Deshaun back and were like, look, man, we'll just give you whatever you want. Literally just tell us whatever you want. And his agent's like, how about $230 million? They're like, okay. How about fully guaranteed? And then they were like, whatever. Yeah.
You know what's funny that you mentioned that, Breach? I can't remember who tweeted it because I've seen 40,000 tweets over the last 24 hours, it feels like. And one of the talking points was that Andrew Berry had promised Jim Harbaugh to Jimmy Haslam. And obviously, Jim Harbaugh didn't work out. And perhaps he promised Deshaun Watson, and it looked like Deshaun Watson wasn't going to work out, but maybe there was some backroom wrangling and last-minute dealings to make this work. I also wonder if the reason that Baker Mayfield, just, again, just speculation because we don't know, asked for the trade was because he knew that Deshaun was, in fact, going to end up in Cleveland, and he's like, I'm not waiting around to see. If that had been the case, I think if I were him, I would have just leaked out and said, look, Deshaun's coming no matter what. That's why I want out, but they won't let me out. But it's also a weird sort of reverse flex to say as Cleveland that we're not going to let you out of your deal. But as Brinson notes, that's certainly going to change.
Aditi Kikobala of the NFL media tweeted after initially rebuffing their pitch, Deshaun Watson came back to the Browns this morning and said he changed his mind. Someone apprised that exchange tells me and why the change of heart. He wants to win. Also, maybe the $230 million guaranteed dollars. Now, I will agree.
The winning, by the way, didn't change over the last 24 hours. He knew that that was the best team.
Right. They were, I mean, maybe you could argue the Saints are the best team, but I think the Browns are probably the best team out of that group. What a effed up
But are the Browns the best position to get in the playoffs? You know, like they might have the best roster, but they're in a stacked conference.
By the way, I mean, the idea that any quarterback, a 26-year-old in his prime, franchise quarterback, who we consider to be certainly a top 10 quarterback, if not maybe a top 5 quarterback, would actively, voluntarily choose Cleveland is kind of crazy.
Well, and that's what we were just saying. Well, with the Falcons and the Panthers, if he goes to one of those two teams, that whatever team he goes to, or the Saints, if he goes to the Falcons, they're automatically at least the second best team in the NFC South. If he goes to the Saints, they're the second best team in the NFC South. That's not the case in the AFC North. Maybe they're the second best team. You could argue they're the third best team. So it's just, this is going to be, it shakes things up in the AFC. We've spent all week talking about how loaded the AFC West is and the whole conference in general. And my God.
Well, a couple of things. I think they're, as we sit here, just like the Broncos, they're the third best team because they have so much dysfunction going around them and maybe they're trying to fix it. I don't know if bringing a guy with a lot of exterior stuff lessens the dysfunction, number one. And number two, he's still probably going to get suspended, right?
Very well could be. And in fact, I think from a cap perspective, they probably do have to trade Baker, and we'll see how the timing goes on this trade, but so you got to sort of be a little tricky if you're Cleveland. So like you can do one of two things. As you're working to solidify the deal with the deal for Deshaun, you can call the Seahawks and call the Colts and say, what will you give us for Baker Mayfield? There's two teams interested. We have to do a deal before this Deshaun trade goes through, or else we're going to send Baker to Houston, and then you have to deal with them. That would force Indy's hand if they were interested, because Houston is not going to trade a quarterback to Indy, as we already saw with the Deshaun stuff. It would also force Seattle, because they would know that Indy would be extremely incentivized to do that deal.
Right, and getting Baker out of there frees up $18 million. Over the cap has him at $16 million under right now, so they'd be up to $34 million in free cap space.
Oh, and if they're fully guaranteeing his contract, guess what? You got to have the
much of that hit is going to come in year one. Even if the contract's fully guaranteed, it might only be a $20 million hit in year one, a $40 million hit in year two, a $60 million hit in year three. We don't know how it's going to break down. But it does.
I think it's a $35 million salary in year one. So, like, you just have to have $35 million in cap space.
Well, that's what it was before he got the new contract.
I know, but I mean, like, if you have a $230 million, I mean, he could do, if you have 200, what was his contract before coming in?
It was going to be a $35 million base salary for 2022 if he had not restructured and redone this new deal. And so for those of you who don't have your phone calculator out like Brinson, this is $46 million per year. So now it's fully guaranteed.
It's getting $230 million. Cap it. Yeah, that's
your, right. So you're getting $230 million no matter what. But as far as average annual value goes, he's now the second highest paid quarterback behind Aaron Rodgers. And of course, having your salary fully guaranteed. But Brinson, what I'm saying is that even if it's fully guaranteed, it could still be $20 million salary in year one and $100 million signing bonus. Right. We don't know how the money's going to be divvied up.
Speaking of that, Charles Robinson continues to keep tweeting about this because he's talking to people that knows. The Browns came from being totally out of the running for Watson to back in with a willingness to commit to his next 5 seasons of salary, which is what Breach is talking about. That completely changed the landscape. It always felt like it was going to take an all-in move from Cleveland from the start, so they went in. Also, something worth noting, I think JJ tweeted about this or someone else did. David Tepper didn't want to commit to years 3 and 4 in terms of guaranteed salary for Carolina, and that's why Deshaun reportedly pulled out. But Deshaun could have also been using the Panthers as leverage to get more money from another team. Maybe the Browns didn't know that the Panthers had been pulled out of the running, and they just kept upping the ante. But, $230 is a lot of money for anybody.
No one's going to turn that down. If the Browns come back and say, hey, we're going to fully guarantee your entire contract, no sane person.
Baker Mayfield is not in the trade.
No. In fact, look, Debo just put in a tweet from Jeff Howe. Jeff Howe says that Baker has informed the Browns he'd prefer to be traded to the Colts. Earlier this week, prior to the trade request, the Browns said they would work with him on a trade, which is weird because they came out and said they weren't going to. We'll see if they accommodate such a move to the AFC, though. Jeff Howe works for the Athletic.
And you know, one obvious thing here that we've got to talk about is that the Browns are committing $230 million guaranteed to someone who didn't play last year, to someone who's likely going to be suspended, and someone who still has 22 civil lawsuits hanging over their head. So there is definitely a gamble. Well, not even an on-field gamble, but an off-field gamble.
He's not going to jail. The civil stuff, he'll just be, he'll have to pay $230 million out to these women should he lose a civil lawsuit. So he's not going to be imprisoned from the civil lawsuit, but he could miss 6 or 8 or 17 games or whatever for sure. So it is a gamble. I don't disagree with that, but it I'm sure it's much less of a gamble than prior to the grand jury's decision not to indict him.
And Deshaun has posted on Instagram, Cleveland, let's go. Hashtag dog pound ready to work. So he's confirming it.
Yeah, there's no more changing his mind because I feel like he was doing that every second for the past 24 hours.
You know what? Josh McDaniels sent that same Instagram tweet when he was a Colts coach. I called it an Instagram tweet. So he can still change his mind.
So what's wild is that, like, really, Panthers? David Tepper, you really couldn't just...
Yeah, I just talked about that while you were looking something up, though. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, no, I didn't. Of course not. I was looking.
They could have understood that they were being used as leverage to up the ante for more money for someone else. So maybe we're
true.
Out.
True. Yeah, that is possible. I do think that we can talk about the best opportunity to win all we want. Clearly, the Saints and Falcons and Panthers were not going to give Deshaun this type of contract, and Cleveland was only going to Cleveland only decided to do it after Deshaun told him that he wasn't interested in playing there. So, they're probably the best team, and now they're 20-1 to win the Super Bowl, as Debo points out on the odds. But, like, I mean, they're not the best. I don't know. It's a tough spot. Like, you're in the division with Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow and Mitchell Trubisky.
Well, the funny thing is. Oh, no, I'll take that dunk all day. The funny thing is, Eric Kay, who we also work with, tweeted out just after Debo mentioned the 21 odds, the Browns now have lower Super Bowl odds than the defending AFC champion Bengals.
Slap in the face.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think anyone, well, a lot of people probably will. The Bengals are a better football team 2 hours ago, 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago, and they'll be a better football team two months from now, I think. So you can go all in on Cleveland if you want. But I think you have to be concerned about some of the things that Breach mentioned as possible impediments to your immediate success. And they all revolve around Deshaun Watson. And secondarily, the dysfunction that it has become that remains that organization, I guess I should say.
If you were thinking about betting a team besides if you were thinking about betting the Bengals, you are thrilled because their odds just dropped, which makes sense because Deshaun Watson's now in their division. But it is just an interesting dynamic. But you look at what, they have Amari Cooper, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Anthony Schwartz. We talked about the Browns receivers on our mailbag podcast earlier today. And Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, like, they have a bunch of weapons.
They don't have a bunch of weapons. They have one wide receiver. You keep mentioning Donovan Peoples-Jones and Anthony Schwartz. Those guys are not established. I don't want to say they're not good. They can be good.
Right, but with Amari Cooper, this is a run-first team. It's a good offense with Deshaun Watson.
Wait a second. So now you traded 3 first-round picks, 2 more picks, $230 million to make this a run-first team? And you wouldn't do that with Baker?
They're going to let Deshaun Watson do what Deshaun Watson does because he's an upgrade from Baker Mayfield. They were run-first team with Baker. And then to Kevin Stefanski will develop the offense to suit Deshaun Watson's skill set.
Okay.
You know what is crazy? This is a great – I should have thought of this. I just didn't. But great point by Adam Schefter. Do you remember who the Texans traded with in the 2017 draft to go get Deshaun Watson?
The Browns.
The Cleveland Browns. Remember, the Browns got killed because they traded out of that spot. Because remember, the Bills and the Chiefs traded in the Mahomes deal. And then the Texans and Browns traded the Browns screwed up again and they traded out instead of taking Deshaun, and then now they went out and got him. So
JJ tweets out, and this is actually a good point, our Jonathan Jones, and he says, without exaggeration, about a quarter of the NFL was waiting on Watson's decision from the teams into the teams impacted by free agents waiting to decide their other landing spots. So there's gonna be a lot more stuff to follow. We talked about Baker Mayfield, Jimmy Garoppolo. I suppose Matt Ryan's staying put so he can unpack those boxes and he can ask the team to pay him on Monday as opposed to moving it back to today, Friday. Pay him now as opposed to moving it back to Tuesday. He wants to put that money and invest it. So there you go.
Yeah. I mean, the entire quarterback domino situation was going to be impacted by Deshaun Watson's decision-making and where he landed. And we'll talk about that after this quick break.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. So, we can get an impact of Cleveland in a second, but let's point out the other quarterback situations. As you noted, Ryan, Matt Ryan is now going to stay more than likely. I mean, almost certainly going to stay in
Atlanta. They have a quarterback.
Yeah, they agreed to restructure his deal to free up some cap space. They'll do that. They'll keep him, you know, on for the next probably year or two, draft somebody. Malik Willis, I think, is a pretty decent shot to be an Atlanta Falcon potentially because of, you know, you sit him behind Ryan and let him sort of work. And then you have, you have various other teams that are going to have be impacted here. I think the Colts and the Seahawks come first to mind. The Seahawks are interesting because they probably cannot get Jimmy Garoppolo via trade.
That's fine. I mean,
you look, dude, you can hate Jimmy Garoppolo all you want, but they don't have, they have Drew Lock right now.
Let's back up first before you go to Jimmy Garoppolo. Are you even interested in Baker Mayfield if you're the Seahawks?
Yes, because I don't think I can get Jimmy Garoppolo, and otherwise it's just Drew Lock.
That drives up the price for that's good news for the Browns.
Correct. The Browns should be able to get something decent for Baker Mayfield. I would think like a high second round pick.
I don't hate that. But if you're the Browns, and according to Charles Robinson, Baker has asked for Indianapolis.
Yes.
Do you grant him that? Or, you know, we talked in the previous podcast about trading a team to one of your division rivals to in the same conference just to kill each other in that other division, or do you just want him out of the conference altogether?
For Baker or Jimmy?
Baker.
No, I don't think you're that worried about it. I think you could. I mean, you know, I will say that I think it depends on who gives you the best asset back. But certainly the Colts with Baker could be a playoff caliber team.
Colts don't have a first-round pick if we get that high, by the way.
It's true. I don't think it would be a first-round pick. But so I think – I don't think I'm – if you're Cleveland, like the way you've been treating the Baker Mayfield situation, I mean, if you hate him enough to, like, be willing to ditch him, then you certainly you're not freaking out about, like, having to play him in the conference, right?
Why are you making faces, Breeze?
Because the flip side of that is, like, you have Baker and the Browns are not on good terms. So this is a situation like the Falcons and Matt Ryan, where Matt Ryan might say, hey, if Watson had gone there and Matt Ryan says, hey, can you work a deal out with Indy? Where I think the Falcons would have called Indy in 3 seconds and tried to work out a deal.
Yeah.
This has been ugly with the Browns and with Baker. And it feels like the Browns are just going to do, hey, whoever offers us the most compensation, that's where we're shipping you off to. Sorry, Baker. Why would you do him a favor? He has done you zero favor.
Wait, here's the thing. I agree with you 100%. I don't disagree with any of that. Here's the thing. It would be the most Brownsian thing ever to send Baker to Indianapolis, and then they go and win the Super Bowl.
Or Indy beats them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Indy gets the seventh seed and Cleveland misses the playoffs with Watson.
There are a lot of scenarios where it works out where Baker wins and the Browns lose.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then with the Seahawks, I think the Seahawks would love to get their hands on Baker.
I think Baker, according to Charles Robinson, said Indy and didn't mention Seattle because Seattle's offensive line is dog doo-doo, and he's tired of – that's just me speculating. But
I think that's right. But I don't think the Browns – let's say that the Seahawks are offering the Broncos pick.
The Broncos 40 or 41, I think.
They've got 40 and 41.
Right.
Let's say they're offering the Browns 40 or 40, 40 – the 40th overall pick. And Indy is offering.
I think they're the 44th, maybe.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if that's me and I'm the Browns, I'm sending him to Seattle for the better pick out of.
They have the 42nd pick. So it's 40, 41, and 42.
but that's where it gets interesting. Is like, you know, could you pry an additional draft pick out of Chris from Chris Ballard for Baker?
And that would be the Carson Wentz pick, the 42nd pick, which would be even more hysterical.
My God, that's crazy. And remember, the Browns passed on Carson Wentz too, and got killed for that because they were the trading partner for the Eagles for Carson Wentz. What a weird.
But the other part of this is if the Browns do say, "Hey Baker, we're trading you to Carolina or Seattle or some team you don't want to play for," is that Baker can just say, "Well, tell that team I'm not signing a new deal. I only have 1 year left in my contract," and then he can go do whatever he wants after that because I doubt the team's going to franchise tag him following the 2022 season. So if Mayfield does get shipped off somewhere he doesn't want to go, he's only got to survive there for 1 year.
For sure. I mean, like, yeah, that is definitely a consideration, especially with Carolina. If Baker doesn't want to be.
Oh,
what?
Send him to Carolina. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You just send him instead of my word. I mean, you send him to Carolina where he's just with Sam Darnold. Carolina's just got multiple 2018 quarterbacks from the first round. They would have the first and second overall pick in the 2018 draft.
What if I told you weeks after the 2017 draft?
2018, excuse me. Yeah.
No, but Deshaun and Trubisky and Patrick were 2017, right?
Yes.
Yeah. If I told you 2 weeks after that draft, like in May 30th, I said, "Hey, by the way, in 2022, Mr. Trubisky and Deshaun Watson are going to be playing against each other in the AFC North. You have to guess which teams they are." I mean, Browns would probably be a guess. The Bengals might be the other guess. At no point would it be the Steelers.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, I mean, that just shows you how quickly things can devolve in Mr. Bissy's case and obviously off field for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. The Browns are trading 3 first round picks and 2 additional picks. Oh, okay, that's nothing new. I thought that was a new piece of information.
I believe Adam Schefter did give us more details on the 2 additional picks. It looks like one of them is a 3rd round pick and the other one is a
late round pick, a swap of a 4th for a 5th.
So not a premium.
They kind of got a. Why did the Panthers?
Plus the 3 first round picks, which I didn't say at the start of that sentence.
If the Panthers were truly in on Deshaun and possibly landing him, and you could be right, it could have been all leverage. I cannot fathom why they wouldn't have done this deal with Houston. Give Deshaun the fully guaranteed deal, 3 first round picks, a 3rd rounder, and a late round swap, and then you send Sam Darnold back to Houston to free up the salary cap space. It's very.
I think a lot of it has to do more with Deshaun being like, "There's no way I can play for this team."
I think that's entirely possible. Also, with the Falcons, I could see how the Falcons would balk at that contract, especially when they were going to have a $40 million dead cap hit on Matt Ryan anyway, and have to trade away Matt Ryan for the situation. I mean, it's just not an easy deal to get done. You know, I mean, like you're giving him 5 years fully guaranteed money. It's crazy.
When we have the 30 for 30 eventually come out, this is just going to be bonkers. You have Deshaun eliminating the Browns on Wednesday, eliminating the Panthers on Thursday. We all went to bed Thursday night thinking it was down to the Saints and the Falcons. Matt Ryan pushed his bonus back to Tuesday so that Deshaun Watson would have the weekend to think about it. He didn't even take 24 hours, didn't even decide on one of his finalists, decided to bring back one of the people he had eliminated already, and then went with the Cleveland Browns, and Ryan Wilson was the person who nailed it with his prediction.
You know who else is the big winner here after me? I'm the second biggest winner, Lamar Jackson. because he's going to get a guaranteed deal after Kirby Cousins and after Deshaun Watson. And he's going to do it and not have to pay the agent fees because he ain't got an agent.
Yeah, I don't know if the Ravens are going to give Lamar Jackson 5 years and $230 million fully guaranteed.
What are you going to trade for Baker?
By the way, the Texans host the Browns this year. So that's
a fun twist.
Oh, I'm going to take that. It'll be minus 11. I'm taking the Texans all day long in that game.
So Texans revenge game against Deshaun?
Yeah, Texans plus 11, minus 11 for
that. That will be like the Davis Mills goes off game like he did against the Patriots earlier this year. That one huge game, he's going to throw four touchdowns, 475 yards.
All right, let me ask you this. Who wins more games next year, the Broncos or the Browns?
Ooh. Deshaun Watson led the NFL in passing yards in 2020, and the Texans went 4-12.
And that's the thing. I mean, that team was dog doo-doo. Like, the offensive line was absolutely terrible. So this is going to be a different football team for sure. But you taking Russ, you taking Deshaun, you taking Nathaniel Hackett, you taking Kevin Stefanski.
I am going to take the Browns to have more wins.
I'll take the Browns to have more wins, too. I think it's an easier division. No offense, Mitchell Trubisky. Although the wild card in that is Deshaun could still be suspended.
Well, and the other wild card is part of the schedule is that the AFC North gets to play the NFC South. So Deshaun gets to play.
Deshaun gets to kill all the
teams that he passed. He gets to face the Saints, the Falcons, the Panthers. We mentioned that he gets to play the Texans. Their 17th opponent out of the NFC is Washington. So they just have a much easier. I mean, obviously things change and fluctuate in the NFL from year to year, but as things look on paper right now, their schedule is much easier than Denver's.
Okay. 10 and a half wins for both teams. What are you taking?
Don't do this to me.
I would probably take under on both of those.
I said that I like 9.5 better, but I knew you guys would yell and scream. So 10.5,
I'd go over one of them. And then Deshaun, I would have to wait and see the suspension stuff.
I think 10.5 under, I think that's the right play as we sit here. Yeah. Breach, you going to go over on both? Because both teams trade for Gardner Minshew.
I'm going to go under on the Broncos. I think they end up with 10 exactly.
Wow.
And I think the Browns, I'm going to go over.
Well, you need to, so what do we got here? NFC North division odds. Plus 180, Cleveland suddenly is on top. I think Baltimore was on top a couple hours ago, followed by Cincinnati. And then I think Cleveland was third. Or maybe the Bengals, doesn't matter.
Browns are the favorite.
Steelers. Plus 1,000 is hugely disrespectful, but whatever.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. If you see, I wouldn't bet the Browns.
Absolutely not. I'm not following.
I love the Ravens and Bengals odds now. I mean, that if anything, if you were already on the Ravens or Bengals bandwagon, then the Browns just did you a favor.
Yeah, that's right. Made you put a little money in your pocket, as the Keem likes to say.
I mean, the NFL is the idea that Deshaun is playing every single team that it was involved in this entire trade process is
theoretically
outrageous.
He might be holding the clipboard.
Yes. Right. Unless he or not at the not the office because he's not allowed to be there. The other thing about this deal, too, from the Browns perspective is with that if that suspension comes into play and it's six games. And I really don't think I would be surprised if it's more than six games. Like I just because of the, you know, what the precedent that we've seen from the NFL.
But here's what I will push back on. Yes, he was not indicted by a grand jury. Yes, the civil allegations are still hanging over him. But a lot's changed since the last time we had one of these sexual assault / domestic violence / off-field incidents involving women's type situation with an NFL player. In fact, who was the last NFL player that was
Zeke Elliott?
And that was what, three years ago?
3 years ago. Yeah, I mean, I would say,
a lot's changed in 3 years in terms of
the climate.
So it may be more to send a message, but, you know, we'll see. You never know with Goodell and the folks making these decisions.
Yeah, that you definitely do not ever know with that. By the way, I would point out that, you know, actually, let's do, I had something more to point out that I forgot it. Let's do biggest winner and biggest loser.
I'm the biggest winner. Lamar Jackson's the second biggest winner. Go ahead.
Why would Lamar Jackson be a winner?
I just explained it to you. You've not listened to me half this podcast because his contract's up next. He's going to get all guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay. Seriously, who's your biggest winner in the deal? Lamar Jackson's a fine answer. I mean, I'll start off the winners. You can think about it. The biggest winner is the Cleveland Browns. They were in a disaster situation at the quarterback position because they had been shot down by Deshaun and they were had 1 year left of Baker Mayfield at $18 million, fully guaranteed. And they didn't want to extend him. He wanted to be traded. They didn't want to trade him. They were going to have to decide if they swap him out and just roll with Case Keenum this year and lose all the momentum they've built up in getting their organization back into good standing, even though they had a bunch of injuries and didn't make the playoffs this year. They feel like a playoff-ish team. And now they're the favorite to win the division, according to Vegas. I would probably push back a little bit on that because they landed Deshaun Watson and they can now also recoup. So three first, it's a lot, don't get me wrong. A third, and then the pick swap. They're gonna probably gonna recoup a second for Baker Mayfield from either the Seahawks or the Colts. And yeah, you don't have any first round picks, but my goodness, you are now like a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
All right. We gotta wrap this up in 2 minutes, Tebow says. Breach, go ahead.
We have 8 minutes.
Tebow said to wrap it up at 4:30.
My winner is Tom Brady, because Tom Brady is always the winner. Because Deshaun Watson didn't go to one of his finalists, which was the Falcons and Saints, that means Deshaun Watson did not end up in the NFC South, which means Tom Brady, Mr. Come Out of Retirement, should be able to coast to another NFC South title. And it makes his path much easier to get back to the Super Bowl for the second time in 3 years.
My real winner is Baker Mayfield. Now he can get out and go somewhere good.
Yep, Baker Mayfield gets to get out. I would say my biggest loser is the Atlanta Falcons, who went all in on trying to make this happen by, you know, working with Matt Ryan to try and change his money. They thought they're going to bring Deshaun in and change the face of the franchise. And now they've potentially alienated Matt Ryan. I'm curious to see if he's still cool with being an Atlanta Falcon in 2022, or if he's like, you know what? I this is kind of insulting, guys. So, you know what? Send me to Indianapolis. So I would say the Falcons have the most egg on their face from all the teams that pursued Deshaun Watson.
My biggest loser is the Browns, because you know how this is going to work out.
Yeah. That's
fair. My biggest loser is
the Bengals. You can say it.
Yeah, it's not the Bengals. I don't have a biggest loser.
Okay.
Yeah, the Panthers. David Tepper.
Panthers. You know what? The Panthers. Panthers went all in and they just got ignored. That they've been trying so hard to get a quarterback. No one wants to play for them. And, you know, the Browns were eliminated. Nope. That's where Deshaun went up. The finalists, the Falcons and Saints. Nobody wants to play for the Panthers, so they are my loser.
I think that is a perfectly reasonable loser. All right, that's going to do it for the emergency Deshaun Watson traded to the Cleveland Browns podcast. Of course, we will have much, 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 much more content coming on this situation. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. For Wilson and Breach, I am Brinson. We will see you guys later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.